The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hey everybody, this is Mika Barnes, jazz singer and former member of the Nylons. So happy to be here with the Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Born in Vienna and raised in Canada, Canadian crooner and former member of international a cappella act, the Nylons, Mika Barnes found his niche in the city's cabarets and jazz clubs while still a teenager. Over the years, Mika developed as an international solo artist with such hits as Billboard No. 1, Welcome to My Head, and No. 1 on iTunes Canada Jazz Chart album, New York Stories. And just recently making its debut at No. 1 on iTunes Canada Jazz Chart is his latest album, Vegas Breeze, For That's Life, and When in Rome, I Do As the Romans Do. Apart from his musical career, he is also an international vocal, performance, and career strategy coach whose Grammy-nominated Juno and Emmy Award-winning clients are topping charts across North America. In December, Mika co-hosted and headlined Loft Community Services' 30th Annual Home for the Holidays Benefit Online Concert. And he just completed a 14 streaming Canadian tour date. Joining me via Zoom is jazz singer and former Nylon member, Mika Barnes. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom is Canadian crooner and former Nylon member, Mika Barnes. Welcome to Beach Corner.
I'm delighted to be here, Diane. Thanks so much for having me here.
So according to Canadian Musician, you are known as Canada's most accomplished and acclaimed jazz singer. Tell us how you went from singing from the Nylons, an a cappella band, to jazz.
Well, you know, the secret is I started in jazz, and that's where the Nylons found me when they needed to replace the founding member, Paul Cooper. They needed a baritone, and I was out singing in the clubs in Toronto and across the country, singing with my brother on the drums, and I was on the piano and doing jazz standards and doing my own jazz songs. When they heard me and asked me to join, I was more than thrilled, you can well imagine. Suddenly I'm leaving Canada, going around the globe, making records and TV appearances with the guys. And then when I was done, you know, it took a minute or two because I wanted to explore all kinds of music, but jazz has always been the most fundamental and authentic place for me to express who I am as a person. And also, I just love the jazz legends, and I've always learned so much by listening to them and emulating them, and I wanted a chance to do my own thing with it, you know?
Nice. So you were born into a family of classical musicians and composers. You mentioned how your baby crib was under a grand piano. So how was life growing up in a musical environment?
Diana, how did you ever find that information? That's fantastic. You dig. Well, you know what happened? My parents were university students, and they were in Vienna, Austria, where my father was studying at the Music Academy. Big deal. He was a classical he was a jazz guy who went classical. And, you know, at one point they told him, you know, your piano skills are not up to grade. If you're going to, he's studying to be a conductor and a composer. And they said, you've got to bring your piano skills up. So they had to rent a piano, which the only one you could get apparently was a grand. But they lived in a one-bedroom apartment in the downtown Vienna, so there wasn't room for anything except the piano. My mom tells stories of getting around the piano to put me in the crib under the piano and then get over to around the piano to get to the kitchen. Anyway, that's how that happened. And it was because my father and my mother really both came from music. My dad broke into the business as a jazz guy, became a classical composer, and very famous in Canada. My mother's mother was a concert pianist in Europe. Wow. So I wanted to be a banker, Diana, but there wasn't a chance in a snowball's version of hell.
So recently you co-hosted and headlined Loft Community Services' 30th Annual Home for the Holidays Benefit Concert. How was the virtual show?
Listen, I got to tell you, we got lucky. We were in the middle of pandemic panic the whole time. One venue shut down. The next venue was closed because it was part of a university. Finally, the lovely people at Kerner Hall invited us to come, and we were able to from the Kerner Hall stage in downtown Toronto, which is this beautiful concert hall. For any of those of you who love live music, when it's back, we're all going there to hear a concert because they supported Loft and our fundraising charity concert so much. They helped us create a virtual concert, which went out to and fundraised to help the people who are the most affected by this pandemic, the people who fall through the cracks, people who don't get served by the services we have in Ontario. And so it's been my charity for over 6 years, and I'm very, very proud of the work I've been able to do with them, and it makes a big difference. And I'm so thank you for asking me about that.
Oh, nice. So I understand you're also an artistic director for Loft Community Services. And what Loft stands for our listeners?
It's Leap of Faith Together. That is what it... I forgot.
Leap of Faith Together. Yeah.
Leap of Faith Together. And it really is every single facility that they have across Ontario. It's a high ratio of staff to client. And it's for old folks and young folks and all everybody in between who have trouble finding housing because of special needs like mental health or addiction. Homelessness happens. There's usually a reason. And Loft gets behind underneath and helps people maintain and get their dignity and their lives back.
So I understand you completed a 14 streaming Canadian tour date. How was that experience?
Yes. Oh my God, it was so crazy. I mean, first of all, can you imagine me getting into my tuxedo in my living room on the grand piano and just like, but we streamed to the actual website of every venue. So I really was talking to St. John's, Newfoundland, all the way to Victoria, BC, at every stop in between. And it was so fun. It was exhausting because every show had to be a little different. I had to like, because I've been to all the venues that I was streaming from. And so I was able to really talk about my history with the venue. And what I like is it helps keep the focus on the venues who they're struggling. You know, a lot of people are struggling. And the jazz venues across the country, you know, they work with a very small margin for error. And they don't have a lot of profit margin. So I was really happy to be able to help support them and help bring focus to what everyone's trying to do to get through this crazy time.
I know. Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Well, I will tell you that my virtual tour coincided with the release of my latest album. We released it in the spring in the midst of the pandemic, but it was a chance to take people far, far away from their living rooms. And so the title track is what I'd like to introduce to you and your listeners, and it's called Vegas Breeze.
Joining me via Zoom is Canadian crooner and former Nylon member Mika Barnes. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I wanna take you far away from it all. Down in the desert, there's a place that I know. Just one weekend, we can feel that Vegas breeze.
That Vegas breeze, bring back sweet memories. A song we long to know. Under the neon stars, who knows what good fortune calls. Well, the roulette ball may fall. Who knows what the night may hold? There's something blowing in that Vegas breeze. One kiss and magically, well, our tomorrow suddenly became a game far too. Come on, let's roll the dice. Order something smooth on ice. Make our own sweet paradise underneath that Vegas moon. I confess that I never guessed you would stay to play all night. The band gon' swing, the shots gon' ring, ring a ding till the morning light. We'll keep it cool by the hotel pool. It's a great big swinging playground.
And if we miss our play back home,
oh no,
well, we can blame it on
that Vegas breeze. The lucky stars have brought you to me. The future's ours if you believe that big dreams can come true. So darling, take my hand and we'll wander this wonderland. Time to talk about wedding plans, riding on that Vegas breeze.
Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Mika Barnes. So Mika, apart from your musical career, you're also an international vocal, performance, and career strategy coach. Included among your many top-level clients is Emmy Award-winning actress Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black. Can you elaborate?
Oh, hey, listen, I was delighted. I got the phone call from the producers. They said, Tatiana has one of the clones on Orphan Black, who's a science fiction show. And for those who don't know, Tatiana Maslany, who's an Emmy Award-winning Canadian actress, she had to play all these different clones of herself. So different characters. They looked different. They acted different. And one of them was a singer. But Tatiana had not sung in a long time, so we dug in and worked together because that character took over the lead in the local musical, and Tatiana had to feel comfortable. We really enjoyed working together, and I normally work with singer-songwriters and everyone from rock and roll and country and jazz and pop and everything in between. In fact, J.P. Sachs, one of my people I've been mentoring since he was 12 years old, just got nominated at the Grammys for Song of the Year.
Wow, that's
Isn't
fantastic!
That-
Yeah, congratulations.
Isn't that fantastic?
Wow.
Well, you know what? It makes me very proud. He's a hardworking guy and really talented. So it's an honor to work with the next generation, whether they're actors or singers. It's one of the great pleasures of my career. It allows me to warn them not to make all the mistakes I made.
Nice. Well, we just heard the song Vegas Breeze that reached number one with Facebook streams soaring above 100,000 views collectively. So tell us about this song.
The Vegas Breeze tune, well, I wrote it with my brother, and I couldn't come up with the lyric for ages until finally, when we were finalizing this album, I realized I didn't have a title song. And sometimes a title song helps people remember the album, right? So this whole record of mine is a tribute to the heyday of the big showrooms in the 50s and 60s, when the dudes were in tuxedos and the ladies were in gowns, everyone dressed up to go out. It was a very chic and fun and playful time. And I wanted all the songs to reflect that sort of mid-century swagger. And Vegas Breeze as a tune sort of talks about like the great escape that Vegas sort of is in the popular imagination. Whether you actually go to Vegas, whether you just think about it, is that fun place where we all get to let loose, take our chances, fall in love, and who knows, maybe change our future.
Nice. Well, the end of a love affair, this was a music video that was filmed during the pandemic. What
yes.
was most challenging during the recording?
Oh my God, it was so hard. The thing is, we started before lockdown, and then we had to reshoot. Some of the footage didn't work out, and then when we reshot, it was, but I gotta tell you, for those of you who want to see the video, you can get there from MikaBarnes.com. And what happens is, I'm doing a Latin dance with this beautiful dance partner, Laura Desiree, and we worked that dance routine. We had a choreographer who is the director choreographer of Come From Away, the famous musical. And she took time out of her busy schedule to work with us down at the Mirvish Studios. And we really worked hard because we wanted to pull it off, because we wanted to tell the story of the end of this beautiful romance through the dance. And that's what our choreographer, Dana Tekash, was able to give us. So, you know, the videos are very important in my career. They've helped set the tone, tell the stories, and they've brought me a global audience I never would have had. Mm-hmm. And now that we're not touring, it becomes even more important. So that's my latest video, and I'm very, very proud of it.
So what's next for Mika?
Well, you know, we're putting together, I don't know if I can talk about it yet, because, well, I'm going to say, we're putting together some more virtual tour dates, with the focus being to help support the jazz venues that are struggling globally. And so that's number one. I'm also working hard on a coaching book that will be useful to young singers across the world who are looking to get into the business. And I'm using my time to help prepare the songs for the next album, which is going to be a tribute to the era of the nylons, with the 60s pop and R&B and rock and roll.
Nice, nice. And where can we find more information?
MikaBarnes.com has everything to do with my music, and people can get to the YouTube videos from there. And I have to say, it's also where you get ongoing blogs and adventures and all the crazy things that are happening.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Mika, for being my guest. Wishing you continued success with your musical career.
Thank you.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Oh, I'd be delighted. And I'd love to come back and talk to you anytime, my darling.
Oh,
what a pleasure.
Thank you. Anytime. You are welcome to come back on Beach Booster Radio.
Oh, thank you. So I'm gonna introduce the song that kind of blew up for me. You know, it's weird as a jazz artist to have a hit, because, like, you get played on jazz radio, but if you get playlisted around the world, you know you're sitting on a track that's done really well. So this one blew up on Spotify and on the radio, and it tells the story of the international playboy who's got a little bit of cheating on his mind, but, you know, it's a sophisticated song where, you know, he's getting away with it, but he does it very classy. And that's what I liked about the lyric. It's cheeky, and we set it to a bossa nova sensual little kind of groove, just so, you know, to send everyone dancing. Maybe they won't even notice that I'm talking about stepping out on my partner. Terrible. What happened in Vegas should definitely stay in Vegas.
And the title of this song is?
It's When in Rome, I Do as the Romans Do.
Love it. Well, you're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Beach Booster Radio. I don't explain. I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for Fundador. You know how a Fundador can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to friends and romance drops in from the blue, share a more, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy I lie to you prettily, don't think of me bitterly, but know that I'm true. Except now and then in Rome I get that old yin in Rome. And naturally when in Rome I do as the Romans do. From Napoli, don't cable me snappily to tell me we're through. I'm once again in Rome, in somebody's den in Rome. Well, pussycat, when in Rome, I do as the Romans, disregard the signs and the omens. When in Rome, I do as the Romans do.
This is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Mika Barnes for being my guest and wishing him continued success with his upcoming musical endeavors. For more information, visit mikabarnes.com or his social media platforms. Special thanks go to Sandy Graham from Cashbox Canada and Eric Alper for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.